with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran fired off another round of missiles at Israel, killing at least 8 people. Israel warned hundreds of thousands of people in Tehran to evacuate ahead of their own missile strike. Former White House Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says time ran out on the Iranians after President Trump gave them a 60-day window to negotiate a nuclear agreement.
The Iranians thought that they were back in the doom loop and they could just kind of tap him along, as he says, and string this out. And he just finally said no, and the Israelis said, we're ready, this is our plan. And the Americans said, okay, we're not going to participate in the attacks on Iran, but we will support your defenses.
Coates was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. An appeals court will hold a hearing this week on the president's deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Late last week, a federal judge ruled that the president illegally deployed the National Guard to help with L.A. protests and said he must return control of the troops to California's governor. But the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals stepped in immediately and temporarily blocked that judge's order. The court said it would hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. The order applied only to the National Guard troops and not Marines who were also deployed to Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another went to the homes of two other lawmakers to carry out more carnage on the night of the shootings. But one of the other lawmakers was not home, and the suspect left the other house after police arrived. That's according to acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson, who spoke at a press conference. The suspect, Vance Bolter, surrendered to police Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 317 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special Counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization is warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to children as young as 5 years old, may be putting kids at risk of sexual exploitation. The group, A Case for Women, points out that Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting users. Mounting lawsuits have accused Roblox of leaving an unlocked door. This is SRN News. A key piece of evidence has been recovered amid debris at the scene of last week's Air India jetliner crash.
It's a sign of the intensity of the impact of the crash that it's taken investigators 3.5 days to find the cockpit voice recorder. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was loaded with fuel when it smashed into a residential area less than a minute after takeoff, creating a huge fireball. With both the black box recorders now retrieved, it's hoped that the exact cause of the disaster will be identified. As they wait for answers, some of the relatives of the 270 victims have become frustrated by the speed of the identification process.
The BBC's Grant Ferret. The Louvre Museum has failed to open on time Monday. A union representative said staff at the world's most visited museum are protesting working conditions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.